people ask me, how do you spend time with God a lot? Or how do you experience God? And they're disappointed when I tell them you have to read the Bible. Yeah, that's right. But it's not because I'm a geek. Mm-hmm. It's because his word is alive. And you won't know that until you know it. Yeah, you won't know that until you get in there and see it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that answer disappoints people a lot. But it is only experiential.
IKR, I Know Right, is a podcast about women for women. This season, hosts Allie and Latasha, along with special guests, are on the lookout for the good life. A life that sometimes seems elusive. One of beauty, joy, creativity, and fun.
We have a hunch it might involve learning to think about life as a work of art and finding our place, not as the artist, but as the canvas. It's getting real. IKR, real conversations with real women. Let's go.
Hey, ladies. We have a surprise for you today. People have asked us on Instagram and emailed us and asked us questions around how we hear from God, how we talk to him, the way that we spend time. And so we thought that we would get somebody in the studio with us who has a unique way of hearing from God. Her name is Jess, and Jess is a real artist. I mean, she actually paints stuff and sells it and makes money off of it. And she's super gifted and talented in all kinds of areas of artistry. She also has a unique way that she connects with God. Now, I will tell you that Jess is not only an artist, but she's also an expert. And so if you think about experts, they have a different language. The other day, I had a guy over to my house because he's going to do some electrical work for me. We were talking about voltage and the types of plugs and GFIs and, I mean, all manners of stuff that I have never even heard of. I mean, he was so way over my head. Really, the only thing I can connect with is, what color will the outlets be? That's what I really wanted to know. You know what I'm saying. So anyway, you might feel this way when you hear Jess. She may be talking all over your head, but I think you should stick with it, because on the other side of what she says is goodness. I promise you, it profoundly changed Allie and I. It impacted our day for sure. I promise you, there will be tears. You'll hear some sniffles. This is the art of connecting with God.
Why don't you and I, we'll start. Great. Because I think we want to mostly hear from Jess.
Yeah.
But I want to give our listeners some different versions of what it might look like to spend some time with God.
Yeah.
And then we would love to deeply question Jess about this issue.
Deeply question.
Okay. Yes. I'll try to answer as best.
But why don't you, if you were going to sit down and just go like, I want to pray, I want to connect with God, what would that look like for you?
My normal kind of everyday routine is I will read and or listen to the Bible. I actually have found these days I like hearing somebody's voice, and so I like this particular app that I'm listening to. It's called the Daily Audio Bible.
Oh, I've used that in different seasons. Yeah. I've used the same one.
Mm-hmm. This is probably my second or third year going all the way through it, and the thing that I'm not great at is journaling. I think because I don't know if I really want a written record of what I think somewhere.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's what I think. However, I feel like I've been pushed recently to do that. And so I walk my dog and listen to the Bible. Part of my problem is I'm like trying to multitask. Mm. And that's why I've started sitting down and writing, because I could listen. That's I could good. Play the daily audio Bible while I'm doing everything and not really pay attention. But if I sit and journal, it connects me back to what I'm reading.
Now, do you keep a list of things and people that you pray for during that time, or do you do that in a separate, some kind of separate exercise?
I actually have on my mirror a list of things and people and places that I constantly pray for. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because it's on my mirror in my bathroom, and it used to be like it was a hot mess. I'd have little sticky notes everywhere. As the time goes by and as the water hits, you know, like as the steam hits the mirror, they fall off. And so I'm like, God, am I done praying? So that's how I've decided that I'm done praying when they start falling off my mirror.
That's good.
Okay, so I'll share mine. Yeah. And that is, I like early morning. I just find I become distracted. I'm much more attentive to God in the early morning. So it's common for me to get up, and I have a chair that I like. I get my one cup of coffee for the morning, and I'll sit down. And mine is largely based on what I read in the Bible. And what I'm reading in the Bible, can be driven by a whole different thing. Sometimes it's what I'm reading in school, because I have to read quite a lot for my classes. Sometimes it's just what I want to read. Other times I'm doing a study of some sort. So no matter why I'm reading what I'm reading, I tend to do a similar thing with it right now. I just read. I don't talk a lot to God before. Mm-hmm. I'll sit down with him and just say, like, hey.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to be with you. I'm mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. My attention is on you. Help me keep it there. Mm-hmm. And then I read whatever I'm reading.
Sure.
Usually I'll read twice whatever I'm reading because I find that the second time through I hear him better. Mm-hmm. The first time through I'm just experiencing whatever it is. I'm trying to get it.
Through the words and understand.
And so, for instance, right now I'm in the book of Psalms and I find it very helpful the second time to read it out loud. Mm. So if I'm in a position, which I typically am in the morning, where I could even whisper that out loud, mm-hmm. I want to experience that. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read it out loud. Mm-hmm. And so I will do that a lot. I really try to let the reading be my basis for conversation, because I think what we fall into oftentimes with God is we just talk about ourselves. Mm-hmm. 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 That's really not helpful, mm-hmm. because the most helpful thing is when we're focused on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why I try to stay very true to what I'm reading, because it almost always puts me back on mm-hmm. him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't uncommon for me to start by telling him, here's what I just read about you.
Sure.
And then I'll interact with that. If I just read about his faithfulness, I might remember mm-hmm. times where he was faithful, mm-hmm. or I might ask him to be faithful, remember mm-hmm. to be faithful in this. And I'm hoping that you will show your faithfulness mm-hmm. to me in this way. And so I'll start to interact with him like that. And then I usually move to my prayer, and I will use again that reading. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll read it again, and I'll pick out different pieces that I will pray for people or things on that mm-hmm. list. So again, if it's about faithfulness and I'm praying for my friend's marriage who's in trouble, I have a very close friend whose marriage is in trouble right now, and I might just hang on faithfulness. Mm. Here's what I read in your word. Mm-hmm. This is who I want you to be for them. Mm-hmm. I want you to be this for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
It's amazing how versatile his word is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like that might narrow you in. It's incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
I could go on and on, but mm-hmm. Jess
yes.
has some really, we think, interesting ways of spending time with God that we also want to expose our listeners to, because all season we've been talking about art.
Art.
Yeah.
And Jess is an artist, and she uses her art as a way to connect with God. So can you talk a little bit, like, what's your version of time
sure.
with God?
Sure. So you both described a little bit of actually what I do, and I would like to describe it like as in seasons, because I remember the season that I was in with my littles when they're now 13 and 15, but when they were little, I really didn't have as much time to be in the Word, except for when I was reading it to them. And so a friend, a really good lady who was mentoring me at the time, was just saying, I was expressing to her one day my frustration of, like, I really want to do what you're doing, which is spending hours of just, like, listening and hearing. And she's like, well, that's because I don't have any children right now, and they're all graduating, and this is the season I'm in. So she's like, why don't you approach your relationship with the Lord as a season of just being in the present of where he's at? And so that really got me thinking of, like, here's the Bible that I'm reading to my girls, my husband and I at bedtime, you know, starting mm-hmm. off small. And then I started asking the Lord, well, can you show me what that means even now for myself? And so oftentimes I'd find him showing me throughout the day if we would read like Noah's Ark and just about his faithfulness and his hope and a promise of a future, you know, things like that. I just started seeing that he was connecting. And I will say this, at the beginning, I was an artist, and when I went to school and I thought, that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I'm going to teach art. And we chose as a family for me to stay home and be with the girls. And I felt like that was a season where the Lord was like, I want you to honor me and to hear my voice, but your art is not going to be right there at the very beginning. And so for me, it was like putting it on the back burner. So I didn't even start with art at the very beginning with my time with the Lord. And I really didn't know how to connect it until years later. Actually, 2016 is when that mm-hmm. happened. And so each season, it was different. You know, I would be like sitting down, like you described, Allie, of like writing it out mm-hmm. and reading really intently and just kind of really hearing what the Lord was trying to speak to me. And it went through the gamut of like the children's Bible to like the preteen Bible. And now my girls have mm-hmm. their own Bibles. And so once that happened, I had the opportunity to go back and be like, okay, how are you speaking to me now? Like, you're still speaking to me, and now you're giving me opportunities to speak to my girls. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, how are you speaking to me as an artist? Because I know that's how you've wired me and how to create, and I don't know how that works together.
That's interesting about different seasons, because I remember very distinctly, because what I described today is how I prefer to connect with God.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That, you know, when I had, I had four children, and when they were all little and I had them very close together, I would cry out to God regularly, mm-hmm. because I had no access to time like that. Mm-hmm. I had babies up at all hours of the day and night all the time. I was exhausted when they would finally go for a nap or something, and the last thing I could do was sit down mm-hmm. and read something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a very frustrating time, and I had to get over the hump mm-hmm. of having my own expectations about what that time should
yes.
feel like. It wasn't God who had a problem with where I was. It was me who had a problem with
sure.
where I was.
That's so true.
He was like, we could do this thing a lot easier than your, you know, like, I don't have any expectation that you need to sit your booty in the chair every morning.
Right.
I know that's what you would like, but I'm not putting that on you. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to believe that God was really okay with the season I was in.
Yes.
And he really was. Mm-hmm. And it was me who wasn't.
That's funny that you said that, because it brought to remembrance of this time. My girls were having their quiet time, like in their rooms playing, and I thought, oh good, this is my time. I can totally just do what I wanted to do. So I grabbed myself my coffee, and then I got my Bible out, and then my oldest came out. She went into the other side of the table, and she had her coloring book, and then she got herself a drink, and she sat right across from me.
She did what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I really didn't treat it at first. Mm-hmm. I was irritated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's my time.
That's right.
And it crushed me, because at first I was like, this is mommy's time. And once I said it, I was like, I really felt like the Lord was saying, is it? Mm-hmm. I thought you were spending time with me. Mm. That I felt like it was a life lesson of just like, you know what? It might not look like this to-do box. And I don't know why we mm-hmm. as humans think that we have to have this nice, tidy box mm-hmm. to feel like we are presentable.
Mm-hmm.
When he wants to use us how we are
yep.
in the midst of the mess, yeah. you know?
I do believe that we have to do it on purpose.
Yes.
Whatever, it's being intentional.
Right. And I never want to say, oh, you can't talk to God on the way to this or on the, mm-hmm. of course you can. You can talk to him anytime mm-hmm. and he's always listening and,
yep.
you know,
right.
whatever. Yes to all that. So just let's be done with that. Yep. But if you really want to engage mm-hmm. him,
yes,
I hold a belief it has to be on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you have to know when you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to
yeah.
know that
for
you
sure.
that you are at least open during that time. You can't just throw up the help me Jesus
nope.
prayers
no.
on the way to the grocery store.
Nope.
Uh-uh. No.
Nope.
Do that too. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to leave things on the table
yeah.
because
right.
you're not intentionally engaging
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what it is, on the walk mm-hmm. with the dog, with your friend,
sure.
doing art,
yep.
yeah.
reading the Bible, whatever. But you have to put yourself in a posture to receive.
Right.
And I know a lot of times when I'm moving and shaking and working and doing
You're
other
not
stuff, I'm not really receiving.
Right.
I'm throwing stuff out to
That's
him.
Right.
But I'm not in a posture where I can really
yeah,
take
spending
anything
time
back.
With
yes.
him.
And
yeah.
I think that's why I find myself sitting down at some point, because mm-hmm. you're right. I can listen to books. I can mm-hmm. listen to music. I can do all kinds of stuff and clean my bathtub.
Sure.
I can do all those things. But I cannot do anything when I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sit there.
I just want to take a pause right here in our interview and point out a couple of the really simple things that we've been talking about that seem easy to listen to, but sometimes can be just a really big deal to start actually executing in our life. One of the things that you just heard us talk about was to simply acknowledge the season that we're in. This can be really hard, as we discussed, but knowing what season you're in and acknowledging how you can honestly and realistically connect with God right now as you are is a big deal. And the other things that we just discussed are to use the Word of God. This is sometimes not what we want to hear, but getting in the Bible is acknowledging that God has chosen to communicate with us with some words he already wrote down, and we need to get in there and see what they are and do it on purpose. So for the rest of the interview, we want to tell you where we're going. See, Jess is an artist, and the unique way that she connects with God is by praying as she works with her hands every day. Jess is a visual person, and sometimes God will give her a picture as she prays for someone as she works. You're actually about to hear the rest of what took place in our interview when Jess surprised Latasha and I by bringing each of us some personal artwork. Neither one of us know Jess as a friend, and we actually had never even communicated with her about this interview. That was all done by our producer, Caleb. She came, surprised us with this, and you got to hear what went down. Guys, all through this season, we've been discussing how God wants to create a personal masterpiece with each one of our lives. What you're going to hear is us receiving something from God as he tells us through Jess's paintings how well he knows us and how well he knows what he's doing in our lives. One of the biggest things God will always want to do as we connect with him on a day-to-day basis is to continue to tell us who we are and how much we are loved.
Exciting.
Allie.
And Latasha. Allie. I always like it when she goes first.
Too late. It's Allie.
Oh, yes.
Woo. All right.
Okay. So.
Are those? Oh.
Yeah, they are. This is for you. I saw it when I was praying over you. Do you want to describe
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let me describe this. So there's beautiful cursive letters that say, fight the good fight. And underneath them, it is this like a pencil,
mm-hmm.
kind of a it's pencil a, outline.
Yeah, and it's then, an ink and watercolor.
And
drawing.
Then a watercolor yep. fill in. That's so it's like an ink outline of the shoulders and like boxing gloves that are kind of prepped mm-hmm. Up by your chin almost. But you can't see the face of the person. You can only see the shoulders and the boxing gloves. And it says fight the good fight. And the prominent thing that you can see in the picture is the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
This is such a gift. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so it says, the meaning of this artwork is to contend for the win. He showed me you with the boxing gloves up. He told me to share with you the things about you. He sees you as a ferocious fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
You're a contender.
With a mouthpiece and a strong contender. I saw a large shield around you as a fortified shield in the words of Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So just so you know, I mean, what... Like, big picture, what this means to me, I would never have expected. I don't think of myself as a fighter. Like, that's not a word I would use for myself. I wouldn't say I think the opposite of that or anything.
Sure.
It just wouldn't come to the top of my list. But I can hear the truth in that. That's a big deal.
So, wow. Here is yours. And it's called Tea for Two. And he gave it to me yesterday and then a little bit of it this morning. So it looks two teacups. And they have little hearts on the tea bags mm-hmm. because that's exactly what I saw. So I wrote down what I felt like the Lord said for this piece for you.
Sweet. And it is beautiful. These happen to be colors that I've just recently changed my living room to.
Oh my goodness, that's pretty cool.
I have leather sofas that are these colors right now. It's very pretty. And anybody who knows me these days knows that I love
tea.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon.
She has a favorite
tea.
Tea.
Is my favorite
oh,
tea.
And that's pretty cool.
It's almost this color.
And it's, I don't know what this is mm-hmm. going to say, but the cinnamon spice tea is like luxurious
yes.
for you. It's
mm-hmm.
like a sign of lavishness yes. and like a treat.
And it's
for
very
you.
Smelly. You can smell mm-hmm.
it's beautiful.
It.
It's wonderful.
It really is.
It is wonderful.
Yummy. Thank you. This is beautiful already. And regardless of what this says, I'll tell you that yesterday was my birthday. So whatever he said to you
was on her birthday.
Was on my birthday. All right. Meaning of devotional artwork. Psalm 113:7-8. He raises the poor from the dust. And he lifts the needies from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and with the princes of his people. And then you wrote strength, grace, beauty, confidence, observer, and profound intentionality. So I'm the internal processor of the group.
Of course, I am too.
I will tell you, this is beautiful. The things that strike me again, like immediately, the colors. It's what is always so interesting about God is that He so knows who we are.
Yeah.
And there are billions of people on the earth, and it's amazing to me that He would give some person a word that is so intimately for someone else. And that's the piece that I'm very, and just so detailed. I mean, literally, my couches are this color. This is the color of the tea that I drink.
That's what I was
daily.
Just thinking, is it's it the, looks like yes, cinnamon tea. It looks red.
It's the color of the tea that I drink every single day. Mm. And that it was on my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
It really is a gift.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
You know what you said to me on the first episode when we went to the art museum? I asked you something about what did you like in the museum? What we were talking about our favorite pieces and how they seemed kind of disparate.
Yeah.
You know, not maybe on a theme.
Mm-hmm.
I made that observation of what you tended to like. And you said, if I can picture hanging it in my house, that's what I like. I just know what I like when I see it. And if it fits in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, to know that God made you a painting that perfectly fits into your house.
Absolutely.
It really is
so sweet.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Gosh, it's such a gift.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
And it's ended up being more, a more live example of what it looks like to receive God than I thought we were going to get into.
Who would have thought this morning that would happen? Thought.
But it's so, I'll just say, sometimes I live in my head with my relationship with God.
Yes.
And when somebody else enters the picture, it makes it much more real.
Yes.
It helps me to understand. It's so important that you prayed for us and pulled out, made real for us something that maybe our themes or ideas that we're connecting with about our own relationship with God, but let's let it not take place just in our heads.
That's
like
right.
We desperately need each other.
We do.
To make that aspect of Him real for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes through in our gifts and in generously using them like you have for us.
Yeah.
So it's really sweet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is
very
wonderful.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Any last things you want to capture before we're finished?
Just be present in what the Lord is asking you to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's part of art. That's how I incorporate it into my life, and I do it on a daily basis. It might not be that for you, but wherever and however the Lord meets you, whether it be through running, whether it be through jotting journal entries down, writing a poem, writing a book, whatever He's asked you to do, He's equipped you with the tools. He's assigned you a specific task for the season that you're in, and He wants to meet you in that process. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you to have this end goal of, like, this is where you need to be. He wants to meet you in the now. And just being present, that's the art of making for me. So,
well, there you have it.
Hope you enjoyed hearing and being inspired about how to connect with God. But honestly, it's kind of like the difference between looking at a picture of the Grand Canyon and actually standing on the rim of the Grand Canyon. We want to encourage you this week in the listener challenge to get in there and spend some time with God. Talking about it just doesn't do it justice. So here's what we're going to do. On our Instagram account this week, which is at IKR Podcast, go follow us there. Every day at noon, you're going to see a video of either me or Latasha telling you how we connected with God that very morning. We're hoping it will inspire you to go and do the same. You've got to get in there for yourself. Maybe it will even inspire a new creative connection, and that's what we hope happens for you. So that's the listener challenge this week. View the video on Instagram and spend 10 minutes on your own connecting with God. IKR is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. Our music is thanks to Mae Klingler, and you can find more from her at mayklingler.com or on Spotify or iTunes. You won't be sorry you did.